show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
Technorama.
Remember when?
Technorama.
On this day in tech history.
Tech.
And now, the news.
Tech.
What the chuck?
Technorama.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
I've been told the end is near. Where's a good place to hide?
Over there, in the media corner.
Thanks, man.
Technorama.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Unfasten your seatbelts and disregard all safety rules. Here, your flight crew, Chuck and Craig.
Welcome to Technorama. This is the show that takes a lighthearted look at tech, science, sci-fi, and all the feedback from the geeks. This is the listener feedback show for Monday, April 21st, 2008. I'm Chuck Tomasi. With me is Craig Stepp. How are you, Craig?
Hey, I just got back from the beach, and boy, my arms are tired. No, I didn't fly. But tired nonetheless.
Wait. There.
There you go.
That makes it funnier now, right?
Yeah, if that's what it takes.
This is the companion podcast to Technorama with all of your email and voicemail comments. If you're new to Technorama, there is another major piece to this. If it doesn't make any sense, we encourage you to go back and listen one show and have a listen to whatever's the next thing down on the website that has a little audio player or whatever came through your podcatcher last time. Otherwise, pull up a chair, spend a few minutes with us if you're brave enough. And some of our closest friends who also were, they were kind enough to write in or call the listener line or sent us an audio clip like these fine people.
Hey guys, it's Scott Reynolds. Chuck was just talking about Cisco and Pancho riding with Cisco and going on a fun router company, but the fact is, here's a couple of little known facts about Cisco. Actually, sometime after riding with Pancho, Cisco and Fran got together and founded a little town out on the West Coast that you may have heard of, San Francisco.
I thought that was after he left.
When Fran and Cisco parted ways, that's when Cisco started the router company. And here's one that I found really interesting. Up in about the 25th century or so, Cisco actually went to Deep Space Nine and was commander there. So anyway, little known fact, 101 guys, talk to you later.
Wasn't he also like a hip-hop artist? He changed his name, the spelling of his name a little bit.
Yeah. You know what? I don't know if I like the way this thread's going.
After Fran Cisco. And Cisco left, then it was sans Fran Cisco.
Oh, boy.
Gentlemen, hey, this is Brad Peep, New Jersey, and the Whole Lot of Nonsense podcast, brought to you by Carl's Jr. And I was listening to show 212, and y'all had just gotten to the point where you were talking about Sinistar. And I have a geek dad moment that I've been sharing whenever I hear discussions of Dick and Jane books come up. We have the entire Dick and Jane collection here in the house for the kids to learn reading. And it worked really, really well, to the point where when we moved from Dick and Jane into Dr. Seuss, there's, in The Cat in the Hat Comes Back, there's actually a line in there where Dr. Seuss actually wrote, "Oh, oh, Sally said." Well, "Oh, oh, Sally said" shows up all over Dick and Jane. When my oldest son had moved from Dick and Jane to Dr. Seuss, he recognized the line in Dr. Seuss and actually was laughing so hard that he could not keep reading the book because he thought it was so funny that he was reading something in Dr. Seuss that was exactly like Dick and Jane, because he thought Dick and Jane was really boring. And here's this really interesting book that has a Dick and Jane line in it, and he just thought that was hysterical.
Wait till he gets to movies.
So what is that from a geek dad moment? It's funny because my kid is definitely, he has humor that will serve him well as he finds content that will show up in many different places. Self-referential humor is really, really crucial to the developing geek. And Dick and Jane and Dr. Seuss, self-referential humor. See how I brought that back around and how awesome that was. So that's Brad Piefman, Jay, and the Whole Lot of Nonsense podcast, brought to you by Carl's Jr. Just heading out the other way and giving you all a positive binary high five, 0101.
Oh, Lisa's giving me... Whoa.
Crying out loud.
Crash landing. Lisa's been giving me heck about that, too.
What's that?
Binary high five thing. We were at Sam's Club yesterday buying a new printer, and she's like giving me crap about, what is 101 in negative again? I said, nothing. It's a high five.
It's a myth. Hey, well, wait till his son picks up on Doctor Who and the correlation between that and Dr. Seuss.
Doctor Who or any of the cartoons like Simpsons or Fairly Odd Parents and how they make fun of Star Wars. I am Dark Laser. As soon as my kids started getting a little more geek background in some movies and things, they start laughing at these references a whole lot more. I still have to explain things like cranking it up to 11 on them.
Wait a minute. I'm starting to see it now. I think the world actually revolves around geek references.
Self-referential or cross-referential? I think self-deprecating humor is also very critical.
Yes, I think so. Yeah, wow. Yeah, it's all coming clear to now. Everything comes full circle.
It's all happened before. Oh, wait, isn't that the Cylons?
And here it comes again.
Quick, get out of the way.
Hey, man, don't you know there's a cream for that thing there on your back? Yeah, man. Oh, yeah, 101, dude.
A cream for that thing on your back? Why do I feel like Scott Sigler's Infected just took hold?
Yeah, no. Man, I got this itch. I can't get...
The Technorama, the Technorama, you make me be sedated. The Technorama, the Technorama, you make me be sedated. I figured I'd throw that towards your way. This is Claudio over in Miami. Just listening to the listener feedback show, and so I'm giving feedback on the listener feedback. So should there be a feedback for the listener feedback show that's a listener feedback? Okay, no. My head hurts. Anyway.
Makes two of us.
The word is satiated. So keep that in mind. Anyway. All right, guys. Have a good one. 101. Bye.
I swear I'm going to put together a sweeper with all these sing-along things. They're great.
Yeah. And you know what? We got plenty of them to do that, too.
And no, the feedback show can't have a feedback show because it's a not reentrant show. That's for all you software geeks out there.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, relating to that 101 thing.
Yes.
Chuck, me and you are the final 101.
The final one. We're the 101 Cylon.
Yeah. They didn't see that coming, did they?
Hey, guys. It's Anthony in Virginia Beach.
Anthony.
Hey, Chuck. Since you're not that far, I grew up in Wisconsin, not too far away from you, about 3.5 hours.
Sorry to hear about that.
Trains. There's actually a railway museum about 3.5 hours away in a place called North Freedom. You could actually make a trip and spend time there and in Baraboo and make a trip to Lisa and see the museum for Circus World and take a look at the train museum at the same time. And they're actually both quite interesting, though. I don't find them that much more interesting since I left, but that's because I grew up in both those places, so I saw them every day. But anyway, I thought that might be an interesting trip and a lot of education for both of you guys. If you like the trains and if you happen to like circuses. And they're both in very nice locations. Not to mention you got Devil's Lake right there, too. So anyway, just a little factual history slash that's where I grew up. Anyway, 101. Bye.
I knew the thing about the circus because Baraboo was the winter home or the something like that for the Barnum and Bailey Ringling Brothers Circus.
They actually had a home? They weren't like a bunch of traveling gypsies?
No.
Oh. I didn't know. So they got like a corporate headquarters?
It'd be interesting to see the train museum because I'm wondering how it would compare with the National Railroad Museum up in Green Bay that we've been to.
That's right. Yeah, I was going to ask you where that was at, where you went.
Yeah. That was fun. Went with Richard Bubbs and then I went back a little while later. And then Bob Lettenberger was in the studio with us sometime after that. Boy, does that seem like a long time ago.
Oh, that was years ago in internet history.
Podcast years are like dog years.
Yeah. Well, yeah, what are we now? Like, let's say 3 would be, what, 96? No.
80-something, yeah.
Hello, I have a possible theme song for you.
Pedro.
Technorama, it's Technorama. 101, 101.
Hey, I can get into this.
Technorama. 101, 101.
Helps stay in key.
Sweeper time.
See, I'm I see the sweeper fodder. This is good stuff.
Sweeper fodder.
Hey, Chuck and Craig, it's Chris from Philadelphia.
Chris.
Now, I know the last message I left was for Bruce. Hi, Bruce.
Hi.
But this one's kind of for you.
I kind of
feel
for us?
Bad, like maybe I forced him off. And so I wanted to apologize because he really does have some decent input on occasion.
Yeah, he does.
Sometimes he has more input than is really necessary. But lately I haven't heard him, and I'm actually starting to miss him, which really isn't all that great. But anyway, I thought you'd like to know. 101.
I'm the proxy Bruce. That's why I said hi.
He's the proxy Bruce. Pseudo Bruce.
Because Bruce wouldn't have heard. So I have to, you know, he said hi at the same time. Trust me on that one.
I'm sure he did. I'm sure he did.
No, you didn't scare him off. He's been calling in. In fact, last week, I think he had like 4 messages, did he not?
Oh, was it 4?
And this week, he had them all lumped into one. So, yeah, there's a. If we have time, we'll get to his. It's kind of a 3-parter, and it lasts about 6 minutes. So, it depends.
That's our nap time.
He's not been quiet and ceased to exist. He's still out there.
Hey, Chicken Craig. This is Jeremy K, a.k.a. Archangel SB. And these are the signs that you are losing your geekdom.
Oh, I wish I had time to put this into the regular format.
Your idea of good time used to involve Mountain Dew and World of Warcraft. Now it involves beer and ESPN. 5, the money you used to spend on collectible cards now goes to buying things like food and fuel.
Stupid necessities.
4, you're starting to prefer fake surgically enhanced girls to fake cel-shaded ones. 3, god loading no longer gets you kicked off the server. Instead, it gets you sent to a padded cell. 2, you haven't built a computer from scratch in years, and it's starting not to bother you.
That's me.
That is
and
me.
And the sign that you're losing your geekdom, you actually start to think that Smash Lab and Brainiac are real science shows.
No, I'm not there yet.
Thank you. See you next week. At least I hope so. Good night. 101. Peace.
I didn't have time to produce the segment, so I had to put that in real time.
There goes the chances of us getting the Smash Lab on the Technorama for an interview. Hey, have you watched that show yet? Have you seen it?
Couple times.
It's not Mythbusters. I think Mythbusters really tries to do science, but I don't know. I like their experiments. It's something to watch when I'm not watching Mythbusters.
Yeah, I watched the one where they were blowing air into sand so it would liquefy and see if they could trap a criminal coming out of a bank and then stop the car.
Now, that was cool, wasn't it? That was cool.
That was all right.
Yeah.
But there's a couple times. Kind of dragged on and on and on, though.
Yeah. See, they're only doing one thing, whereas, you know, Mythbusters, they got like 3 or 4 things at least going on in one show. But I thought that one was cool. But you're right. Every time they came for commercial, what the team is trying to do, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. Kind of like National Geographic. In case you didn't see the first 45 minutes of the show, we'll tell you what happened. It's like, I have watched it. You don't need to tell me what happened.
Yeah.
You've got 15 minutes of content, and you're trying to stretch it into an hour-long show.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a 15 or 20 minute show. Oh, well. Maybe we should get him on.
Oh, this one starts out a little quiet. And roll him.
Hello, guys. This is David from Manhasset. First time I'm calling in, but...
Hey, David.
I'm using Skype just for the sheer geekiness of the fact that not only am I using Skype, but I'm doing it on the Sony PSP. Ain't that great? Keep up the good work, guys. I'm enjoying the show. Bye.
On the PSP, that one threw me.
Yeah, that's
pretty cool.
Just recently, they released a firmware update that included Skype on the PSP. So,
no, I was kidding.
I was impressed with how good it sounded.
Wi-Fi?
Yes. Yeah. The only Wi-Fi. Yeah, that's the only way you can connect that thing to the internet.
Okay. I didn't even know they had Wi-Fi.
What do you mean? The PSP?
Yeah.
It's the handheld PlayStation.
I thought
portable.
It was like a DS Lite. I thought you'd like plug cartridges into it and you walk around with it. I didn't think it had any connectivity.
Yes, it does. I think browsing the internet's a little weird because you got to use the on-screen keyboard and it's not a touch screen. But I do know that they offer Skype on it now, and I thought it sounded pretty good considering.
Cool.
I can do Skype on my N810 brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Wait.
Wait for it.
I gotta find it. It's not like a... Hang on, we've got email this time. Lots of it. Matt from the Pizza Go Here podcast writes in about his penny farthing. You remember the bicycle with the one big wheel and the one little wheel?
Yeah.
He sent us pictures and a video, which was... I had to laugh at the video because it was...
Wait a minute. Here, let me... This is Technorama history, by the way. Technorama history. This is our first video voicemail.
First video mail. Yeah. The first one he wrote in, he included some links to pictures of his penny farthing. And, hi, guys, somehow I missed the mention about bikes on your show. I heard two voicemails on the feedback show, but I didn't remember the original mention. I actually own a penny farthing bike and love riding it. I also wrote the questions and answers for an episode of Mostly Trivial last year, the one about bikes and the penny farthing. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Have a great day. And then a little while later, he writes in, he says, okay, I must admit I'm powerless over YouTube video requests. I put up a quick video to show the mount and dismount, because we were asking, how do you get on and off of this thing? And it was really funny, because it's the only video I've ever watched on YouTube that was addressed to us. He says, hi, Chuck and Craig.
Yeah.
The whole thing about the penny farthing is out here on the back step, and at the end he gives us a 101.
Yeah, you know what was funny is when I went to watch that video, I wasn't expecting him to say, hi, Chuck and Craig. And I was
Me neither.
I was like, whoa.
Someone else is going to trip across that and go, whoa, did I see something I shouldn't have?
Who the heck's Chuck and Craig?
He's got a quick video. We'll put it in the show notes if you like. You can watch that. Also, here's a video from last year. My brother took one of me riding the penny farthing. Is there an advantage over a regular bike? Not at all. It's very, very heavy, and riding more than a mile or so starts to hurt the forearms and chest, since it takes a lot of upper body to keep it straight and steer. When I first got the bike, see mattbeckwith.com/file/nix.html, I had no idea how to ride one until I looked it up on YouTube. Needless to say, my penny farthing videos are not the only ones on YouTube. 101, guys.
Yep. And yeah, I'll include the links to everything that he mentioned in there in the show notes.
Jorger writes us back in response to hacking his computer, because we wanted to tap in on the whole Pamela Gay thing.
Yeah.
He said, here's my IP address, 127.0.0.1, and have fun hacking my computer.
Wow, we got his IP. I'm on it.
Actually, the meeting with Pamela was kind of rushed. Little planning and a lot of packing and rescheduling in the Easter break to make it. If I meet her again in person, I'll try to remember to give you a heads up. Oh, that's all right, Jorga. We were just kidding around, but we appreciate the thought.
Yeah.
We were also talking about space junk and the 6,000 plus pieces of garbage that are flying around out there. Kevin writes us back and says, Chuck, you seem nonplussed by the quantity of junk orbiting the Earth.
Yeah.
Then tried to use 6,000 hypothetical people in orbit as an illustration on how non-crowded you think it is up there. While I agree that there is an incredible amount of space available for each of these 6,000 people, you must remember that they're not just lounging around up there. I'm a Sputnik. Orbit, by definition, requires movement. Very, very, very fast movement. You must be moving forward at the same pace you're falling down. Any less, and orbit becomes plummet.
I like that line.
I like that line, too.
Anything less than an orbit is a plummet.
Crowded takes on a new definition. A person in orbit will travel through over 100 billion cubic feet of space every day. Most days will be fine. But that day you collide with some other schlep while you're both traveling 17,000 miles per hour will be a bad day indeed.
Yes.
It's not a happy thing to visualize, especially if you're the one celebrating the birthday of LSD. Now, there's self-referential humor.
Yeah. Hey, I got a question, though, about all this stuff that's active in orbiting.
Yes.
How do they track that? Is there like a net, not national, but like an international registry? Or I want to know how they keep track of all that stuff. Or they should, or how they know what should be in these orbits. And I know they're using, I guess, other satellites and maybe some kind of radio telescopes to keep track of what's where, but I wonder how
there's a website for it.
Is there really?
Orbits.com.
Your personal orbits. Beep, 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 beep. Oh, gosh. No, I'm serious. If anybody knows, I'd like to hear.
If anybody knows. Kevin, if you know, sounds like you're a little closer to this than we are.
Yeah.
Like to hear about it.
Yeah, I just want to know how they keep track of it, and if there's a registry so they don't launch something in some other country that's supposed to be in the orbit of your particular satellite. Oops. You know.
Look out!
Sorry, it was a miscalculation there. We're in your orbit. Move over. Anyway.
All right, how are we doing on time?
I see 21 minutes.
I see 21 minutes also. All right, then we're going to take it on out of here. We'll figure out how we're going to release that big, long Bruce Barr voicemail and our response to it, because there's like three topics in there, and we do want to get back to those.
Bruce is podcasting on our podcast.
Hey, yeah. Are we supposed to charge him or something?
Yeah, we will do that later. I'll bill him.
if you want your extended voicemail played, so drop a tip in the tip jar.
Yeah. Yeah, we charge by the hour, minute.
99 cents for the first minute.
Yeah.
The first minute is free, and 99 cents per minute after that. We sound like a 976 number now.
Sad.
Call the Technorama listener line at 206-222-CHAT.
Chuck's too sexy for this podcast. Too sexy for this podcast.
Yeah. That didn't work. Or you can email us at technorama@chuckchat.com. Don't forget to visit the website for all the other good stuff. We already mentioned the tip jar for one-time donations or monthly micropayments. We have a lot of people doing that, and we appreciate their donations keeping things going. You can also leave us a review on iTunes, Music Store, Podcast Pickle, Podcast Alley, or whatever they do over at the Zoom Marketplace. I never did figure out, but we appreciate it. Thanks to the following people for keeping... No.
Keeping?
Try it with the music. There. Thank you to the following people for donating their time and talent to keep Technorama going. Mad Mar for all of his great blog content during the week. Scott Reynolds and Ustream, who keep our modest live streams going on Sunday night. Forgot to fire up the QuickTime stream. Oh, shame man. On me. We'll get it on the regular show. Chat room is provided by freenode.net. We've got a whole bunch of people masquerading as who knows what's over there tonight. You'll find out on the regular show in a couple of days, unless, of course, you're listening to the live stream right now. You'll find out in about 5 minutes. This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech. You can find out more at friendsintech.com. We're also affiliated with Farpoint Media and all the great audio over there at farpointmedia.net.
This is Chuck Tomasi and Craig Stepp signing out for this week. Until next time, tell a friend about Technorama and give us a binary high five.
101, sir.